The founder of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, didn't actually enter the Capitol building on the day, but prosecutors argued that he was effectively coordinating the attack by taking phone calls and sending messages to people who were inside. The charge of seditious conspiracy is a very serious one and not often used, with prosecutors saying that these five defendants were trying to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of US law, namely the official certification of Joe Biden's presidential win and the peaceful transfer of power. That was taking place inside the Capitol building on January the 6th, while rioters entered the building to try and stop it from happening. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.